Mississippi Superstar Country Cakes 96, your home for BMO in the morning, and a new feature we are proud to call Kosciuszko Questions with Yvonne. Of course, if you're just joining us for the first time, Yvonne is my wife who has recently moved here from California after the graduation of our oldest son who is on his way to college. We also have a 20-year-old daughter who is in her second year at Sacramento State and doing quite well, and her family is out there, and it's, you know, a new area, and with new areas comes new questions to the woman who questions everything. And I know you can't see my face, but if you're married and have an inquisitive wife to begin with, and I say she asks questions about everything, you know exactly the face I'm making. Yesterday, we live off the square, and she's seen the red caboose, and for any local resident who drives in and out of the square of Kosciuszko, you know the little red caboose that I'm talking about. But as only she can, she asks what we now call Kosciuszko Questions with Yvonne.
Was there a railroad that went through here?
Yes, there was, and they stopped it right here.
Yeah, I mean, why? Obviously there was. Look, it's part of a railroad, so it went that way.
Yes, it went right over there.
Yeah, at one time, that was not there. Look, there's an antique plate right underneath there.
Yes.
Who put that there?
Probably the train people.
Now, for those of you who haven't been to the square in Kosciuszko, there is a red caboose that welcomes you to the square in Kosciuszko, and I know what it is. Most people would know why it's there and how it got there, but to answer your question, Yvonne, our local Kosciuszko historian, he who is Brother Breck.
It's brought in there. The caboose was brought in by a businessman, and he just wanted to put it there, and then he found it on a track in outside of Oxford.
Okay.
I think that's where it was. And brought it in and used a big crane to, like, bring it in and set it in. Apparently, the city even, like, removed some of the utility wires so that they could put it in there. And they put, like, actual train tracks there because...
On a display.
Yeah, they wanted it to look like an actual thing rather than just, like, put it up on, like, a pedestal.
Right, because, I mean, normal people would look at that and go, oh, wow, that's a display. Yeah. Yvonne thought that there was a train track...
It used to be a train...
That ran through the middle of quadrillions.
An elevated train track, because if you go back, it's going, like, above the ground over there.
Yes, and goes through the, you know, police department headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, there was never a train track that ran through the police headquarters and Claude Jillian's and all the other businesses that are right there on the square in Kosciuszko, and that is the answer to your Kosciuszko question.